going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Throwing it out there.
It's obvious.
And I think you're going to look bad.
Oh,
I do. Do you want me to do that?
Oh, no, because it's...
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Okay, I got you.
I get it.
Yeah.
I get it. It's funny, but family first.
F-O-E.
What's that?
Family over everything. Shout out G-Nut. Rest in peace.
I always like when the description of the call says, I don't agree with Steiny a lot, but...
Oh, boy.
Let's go to Mona in Pacifica.
Hey.
Hey, Mona.
Hi to my two favorite guys. How are you guys?
All right.
We're great. Okay. Thanks.
Before I go into my spiel, I'm about to be a girl right now. I need y'all to bring your screener on from time to time because his voice is absolutely wonderful. I just want to talk to him. Let me just be honest.
Well, is that Evan or Ken?
It's Ken.
Wow.
I don't know who it is, but
his voice,
whoever screened me, his voice is...
Ken, say hello.
Love you on the radio.
Say hello, Ken.
I really appreciate that, Mona. It was a pleasure talking to you as well.
Wow. You too, sir. You too. I'm sorry. I have to be a girl for a second.
No, I get it. Hey.
He's married.
He's married.
I'm sorry. Is he dead? I mean, he can't get a compliment?
No, tell him. Tell him, Mona. Thank appreciate you.
I like her style.
So I just want, I'm going to take a different perspective. I know there's a lot of, you know, Kuminga talk has been this way for the last 2 years. Here's my thing that I wish Kuminga would do. Now, this is completely assuming. I'm just assuming. Now, go back to when Steph first came into the league and he had those little, you know, those paper ankles. Mm-hmm. And it seemed like every time he would get on the court, those little bad boys would snap. What did Curry do? Curry worked on his game. And he came back stronger. He came back more fluid. I don't see that with Kuminga. How many of you, I'm sure everybody within the sound of my voice right now, every time Kuminga goes to the free throw line, how many of you cringe? Hoping he can make one, if not both. I don't think Kuminga, in my opinion, is putting in the work to make all of this conversation end. Because believe me, if Kuminga was working on his game, getting in that conditioning, working on his defense, working on his free throws, working on his 3-point, whatever he needs to work on, there would be no argument that he would be in the game. Let's stop playing. But Kerr is not going to sit him on the bench if he's working on his game. So I think from Kuminga to grow, he's a good player. I'm not saying that. I don't think he's a pillar, what that other guy said. He's not a pillar. Right. But I think he's a good player who has the potential, but you got to put in the work. That's what I would like to see for him more so. And I think, again, it would offset all of this rhetoric that we keep hearing about him. So that was my spiel. I hope y'all have a great, great, great Friday. I've been enjoying you guys today. You had me laughing. That's rare, Steiny. And yeah. I told your screener, Steiny, yeah. I rarely agree with you, but today I'm all about you, sir.
Wow,
today I'm
thank
all
you.
About you.
Hey, Mona,
you,
before
Mona.
You go,
hey, oh, go you're not in this one.
I am. I want to ask my girl Mona something. What about the
yes,
game?
Yes, couple,
it was regular season, not at the end. Kuminga didn't play, but he mm-hmm. stayed after and he shot. He worked on his shot. That didn't hit you?
Okay. Come on, Guru. You can't. Here's the thing.
Make sure
you
everybody sees him.
Before I retired, I was a manager. I used to tell my staff, if you want to go for a promotion, especially if you want to go in a leadership capacity, yeah. you can't start getting ready for the job when the opening starts. So these are things that Kuminga should be doing before that. Okay, we see you throwing us some throws, but what are you doing off season? Who are you calling off season? Hey, Steph, I saw, man, how you get your conditioning. Can I talk to your guy? Can I train with you? And even if it's not Steph, someone else where he can work on some of these skill sets, because Kuminga's good, but he can be way better than what he is right now. And even when he had that, you know, that turnover the other day, I'm like, damn, here we go again.
Yeah, Mona.
I think he needs to put more work on.
I got you. Thank you so much for the call, and appreciate it. And
I can't. Yeah.
Somebody on the YouTube chat said, playoff Ken. Or is it Kenny Buckets?
He's very stunning.
Kenny Buckets. Right, but
I'm not dead.
He ain't dead.
Wow.
He ain't dead.
That's incredible.
He might be if Katie finds
dude,
out.
No doubt. You might want to delete that. That's just
coming. I'm going to send it to her.
Yeah. Why not? Put a little pressure on her.
Real quick, Sonny, just back. You understand we were doing more than just going to the game, and I understand you got family and daddy duties, but Giant Mike, Gotham City, he really was looking forward to meeting you. So that's all. You might, if you can, just say, hey, Mike, you know, I'll catch you on the other side. But that was he really was looking forward to seeing you. So it's not just me. I could give a damn. But Mike, you know, I just broke the news to him. You might want to, you know, hey, Mike, we'll catch up.
Hey, Mike. I was really looking forward to tonight, and unexpectedly, my daughter who lives in L.A. is in town this weekend, and she's getting her wedding dress altered tomorrow morning, and so she wants to see if I want to have dinner with her, and quite frankly, it's taken something like that for me to say I can't do it tonight.
Got you.
And I hope, Mike,
no, it's good.
We can
that's
do
good
it in
enough.
The future.
Yeah.
And
back to Wiggins.
I did. I do want to go to this place.
Evan's really like, he ain't irritated with
really
you,
cool.
but that's my dog.
Well, he doesn't have any kids, so he's not in this one.
He got
anymore.
A dog. He got a dog.
Well, and you know what? I don't make a joke about that.
And it wasn't a joke.
I know, but it was a softball that a person lesser than I would have made a comparison between a pet. That's a pet and a kid, you know. But pets are important. You don't know what I'm getting at. Oh, I'm going to watch tomorrow, Toots. Let's go to Jim. Jim's in Martinez. Of course, one of the best bars in Martinez, Whiskey Lane. Whiskey Lane.
You guys, I got my Whiskey Lane hat with me in my car right now. That's hilarious.
Wow. Jim, who knows the bay? I do.
You know the bay, Steiny. You know what? I love Kuminga. It's really, you know what's not fair? Life is not fair.
And there you go.
I mean, just what I'm hearing, and I heard you guys say that. Life is not fair. And what I heard is people talking about Steve Kerr when Kuminga was killing it. But you know what? It's not December. And it's not June. Mm. It's right now. And we are not even in this thing at all without Jimmy Butler, period. And if anybody thinks differently, they're completely delusional out of their minds. But the thing is, Kuminga was killing it, but then he got hurt for 2 months, and there was, like, no games. There was, like, zero room for losses. And when you see what's happened with this team since that guy showed up, that dude is a man. Him and Draymond, I was at the Clippers game, the last game of the season. Him and Draymond out there on defense. Mm. Man, it's like you got a couple of freaking wolves out there. It's amazing. When you see it up close and personal, we got to go down into the the suites too, by the way. We were sitting right on the side of the car. It was that's the other side of life right there, baby. That's
you're right about Kuminga.
There was no room. There was no room for him to get back in his groove again. And then he got Then he got hurt again, if everybody remembers. And there hasn't been time to like nurture him and get him back up to speed. Yeah, heck, it would be great if he was, you know, if he had 20 games to get ready and everything. But there was no room for error for us to get to this point.
Yeah, you know what? Jim, thanks. It's a good point. It's a fair point. And if you're just joining us, what we're talking about right now is the Jimmy Butler injury and how it affects Jonathan Kuminga, if it does. And Sham Sharania of The Athletic reported yesterday that there's serious jeopardy as to whether Butler's going to play tomorrow. It sounds very, very iffy tomorrow. Mm. And obviously that, you would think, opens the door for Jonathan Kuminga. And, you know, the one thing I want to be clear about is I agree. It, you know, life isn't fair. Like, hey, Jonathan, get her done. By the same token, I got to acknowledge how tough of a position this is for him because it's the postseason and it is big boy basketball and he's got to be ready from the jump. The one thing I will say is this. If Butler doesn't play tomorrow and Kuminga doesn't play tomorrow, then
that's an oxymoron.
It will be official. Yeah. It's over.
They're connected. He is playing.
You would think.
And he already has 26 minutes. That 26 could be 40, 35, 38. But, you know, it's fascinating. And we'll see how it all goes down. But I'm excited, man. I really am. Just about, forget Butler and Kuminga for a second, Sonny. Just about what's at stake. It's 1-1. And I kind of dismissed the Rockets. They're a cute little story. At Warriors in five, and the Warriors have not scored 100 points in the first two games of this series. And if you're telling me you're about to take away the Butler, my confidence doesn't grow. How about that?
That I get.
All right.
Chucky D's in Concord.
Hey,
Chucky D.
Hey, my man, Goo. Hey, Simon, what's happening?
What's up, baby?
How are you, man?
Yeah, you know, the time when Jonathan Kuminga was drafted, you know, I watch every draft. I've been the Warrior. I had season tickets for like 10 years from 1987. And during the losing years and all of that. When I watch all the draft, I you know, pray for the Warriors and all of that. And, you know, I watch a draft that came to mind with Jonathan Kuminga. And I'm sitting there going, well, you know, the guy I would draft is Şengün. Şengün, how do you say his name?
Yeah, Alperen Şengün.
I watched him play before in the International League, and I watched him. I said, this is the guy the Warriors need to pick. But, of course, we don't want a big guy. We don't want a big man. We want somebody else. Now they're dead set, Kerr included, on Jonathan Kuminga. They got him, bring him here, and Steve's been having a problem with this guy. You know, it's almost like, from the beginning, he wants him to be this. He's wanting him because Jonathan Kuminga doesn't really fit his system, and he's not trying to motivate him a little bit more. I think Mark Jackson would have been a better coach for Jonathan Kuminga, if you ask me.
All right, Chucky,
my man,
Jonathan Kuminga. You know what it's been, Evan? You've heard of the Beatles, right?
Yeah, they're sometimes
the long and winding road, bum 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 bum. That's what it's been. What? You like it?
I'm still jealous of Kenny's compliment.
By the way, Paul McCartney's photography, I think, is at the DeYoung right now.
Really?
Yeah, like all the pictures he took in 1963 and 64.
Shouldn't it be at the DeYoung?
Oh. And is this the pictures, one time you're allowed to make
that is pretty good.
An old joke?
And those pictures were not, my friends, taken with an iPhone.
510 Guru, you need to stop disrespecting the Rockets. Wholeheartedly agree. From the 510.
So much so, I'm petrified. How am I disrespecting them? That's without Butler.
Exactly.
Dude, when are we going to find out? Because we didn't get the news till late.
What time's tip-off? 5:30? Probably 5:29.
Do you think it's going to bleed all the way over to the end?
Absolutely.
Although the Warriors just released a PR statement.
Uh-oh.
Jimmy Butler's questionable.
Oh, my. And I fell for it. Oh, man.
Swear to God. It's like
that's legit.
Late.
I thought that was material.
Okay, here, I'll do Kerr. Ask me about Jimmy's status.
Coach Kerr, you expect Butler to play tomorrow?
Well, you know, he'll go through some pregame stuff, and depending on how he comes out of that, how he feels, we'll make that decision then.
Well, is it safe to assume that Jonathan Kuminga will start in his place if he can't go?
I don't want to give away the game plan.
Well, hey,
I don't want to give away the game plan.
I'm just a struggling reporter, Coach. I'm just trying to get the fans.
And those kind of questions are the reason why you struggle.
Hey.
All right.
You need more ums.
Evan, you've done that, and Evan does it. Man.
What?
Talk to the coach. Remember Ritter gave me...
Kerr's not that big of an ass.
He's great, man.
I don't think I've ever seen Steve Kerr kind of humiliate anybody in a press conference setting.
He just goes, yeah, I'm not going to get into that.
That's good.
Let's go to T in Oakland.
The town, Starnie.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, T.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
Good afternoon to you.
First of all, Stani, I want to commend you on being solid on the takes all year. You haven't wavered. You've been pretty much...
Oh!
I'm glad he fell out because something was coming my way.
Please call back.
You don't have to, T.
I'll put you right to the top.
Evan, where was that going? Man.
Your connection wasn't great, man. But I was starting to like what I was hearing.
I was in the cut waiting.
It's so funny every time somebody goes, you know, Steiny, I got to tell you, I use the old goo.
Oh, here it comes.
Let's go to,
we got
Freeze. God's country. Jason in Philly. What's up, Jace?
What up, guys? How's it going?
Hey.
I just wanted to touch on this game we got going on in JK for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that Coach Pop said that has stuck with me, especially when I look at players and kind of evaluate their games, is he said this about Kawhi. He said he knew Kawhi had got it when Kawhi knew that every play wasn't for him to score. And that's one of the big things that's missing with J.K. is when he gets on the court, he's a ball stopper and largely is one-track minded about him getting his. And, like, just to illuminate that a little bit, when J.K. plays more than 30 minutes, the team is 3-3. When he plays 25 or more, they're 11-13. And when he plays 25 or less, they're 16-5. And the crazy thing about it is the more minutes he plays, the team doesn't play as well, but his plus minus goes up. And so, like, when I was watching him in the game on the other day, you know, he didn't look good at all. And I think there was some rust there, of course, but it's more the same with him. And some of the things that he hasn't worked on, like passing, stretching the defense, you know, manipulating the defense, is paying the head there. But I think he'll play Saturday for sure. I think he'll have a good game. I think the trick will be how Kerr manages his minutes, because I think less is more with J.K. And just by, you know, some basic numbers, it does benefit the team more when he's playing less. Right. And then Saturday, I think whether or not Jimmy plays, I think they get that win. Kind of what I saw from that game the other day is that as soon as Jimmy went out, the Rockets got comfortable and they smelled blood. And I think that energized them. And we kind of saw it the other night with OKC.
Yeah, I agree.
You know, OKC was down 29. And who went out? I can't remember.
John Morant. No, Jace.
Yeah, Morant.
Yeah, Jace got a lot of other callers here, but I hear you about Jonathan Kuminga. And I have something else, a higher priority. Ernie Chavez,
our guy.
$2 super chat. And we're forced to read these unless they're about Kuminga.
We're not. And,
hey, no, Ernie Chavez paying $2 to say, Steiny having a hell of a year.
But you're
Thanks,
not.
Thanks, Ernie. Appreciate it, Ern.
I don't want to fight.
We'll see. No, you can't. Don't
Steiny,
fight.
I've run circles around you. Moses Moody.
Don't fight the feeling.
Him blossoming.
Who's that?
That's me.
No, who's Don't Fight the Feeling? Who sings that song?
Chuck D, Public Enemy.
No.
It's Fight the Power.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking, Fight the Power.
No, that's wrong.
Don't Fight the Power. Who are you? You don't even know.
That's what are
you
talking about?
What are you talking about?
Who sings this, Donnie? Whatever you were trying to sing.
I think it's Sam Cooke.
No, I got
it. I think.
A change gonna come.
All right, look.
That's Sam Cooke.
For Kuminga.
Yeah. I get the caller, Stoddy. You know, nothing to write home about last game. I was just happy he was out there. But I was hoping, what if he could just magically bottle up his best version of himself? What would we be talking about? So, no harm, no foul. But him turning that back on that Gee Santos pass and it hitting him and Looney for a turnover for the Jalen Green duck. Just like Curry and Dre can do that. You can't. But we'll see. He's going to play regardless now, I'm thinking, Sonny. Because Butler can try and play, but if that thing, you know.
I wouldn't necessarily say that. I mean, Jimmy Butler plays and is looking good. We might be back to square one with Jonathan Kuminga. I don't know. But we'll see how it plays out.
If we had a draft on athleticism between these two teams, my gosh.
Right.
The Rockets win it going away. Like, Kuminga's, you're first, and then I'm like, who's the next?
He might not be the first.
No, the first Warrior.
Yeah.
Yeah, not the first. Yeah, Jalen Green is that.
Just let me get the the Houston
Van
roster
Vliet's
up.
Van not getting drafted.
Hey. Rockets,
Jalen Green. Eason.
Yeah, Smith.
Smith. Yeah. And, of course,
my man,
Amen Thompson.
Aquaman.
Shepard.
We're talking about athleticism.
Right. But I love
these. Did you know that?
I love these. Dude, that dude's a big man. That's a big dude.
No, you're right. See, like, when you nail it like that.
Dude, hey.
No, he's big.
Going a little far now. Yeah. Adams, right. Him and Ibaka, Stani, in their heyday, they had the Warriors down 3-1.
Yeah,
that's enough said.
Yep.
Wasn't his fault.
Hey, Lou Dort dirty?
I didn't like that. Now, that play was dirtier than the play that I don't think was dirty that hurt our guy Jimmy Butler. There was some dirt there. I don't know how much I didn't like it. And then, oh, he slipped. I don't know, man.
Ask me.
Was it a dirty play by Dort?
No. Not a dirty play.
Which one was more sketchier?
Neither.
The Dort one, Steiny.
Neither.
And why wouldn't your boy just shoot the layup, Pippen? Why would you put Ja in that position? You had a layup, and now he's hurt, and him probably busted. Shoot the rock.
Some people like
And don't to, tell me, I'll save it.
Some people like to play team basketball.
That was dumb basketball, and you got your guy hurt. 29. I don't want to live in a world where a playoff game, a lead is not. I don't care who, 4-on-5. You don't blow a 29-point lead. I sat there and turned it off. Like, you know what? I'm done. As great as the playoffs are, I'm done. We got teams out here blowing a 29-point lead.
You know why they blew
a 29?
You know why they?
Give me a double.
You know why they blew a 29-point lead?
Why?
Because they're not good enough.
Nah.
To keep a 29-point lead.
Where is Ja?
Goodness gracious.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drive deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.